This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Sharon Strokia. I'm a professor of history at Emory University. My new book is called Nuns and Nunneries in Renaissance Florence. I got interested in this topic partly by accident and partly by design. I have a long-standing interest in women's history, but sometimes getting the right source base that's rich enough and deep enough can be a problem. So that's the design part. I was actually looking for subjects that would allow me to investigate the lives of women in the past, particularly Renaissance Italy. The accidental part was really a fluke in that I was researching another project, a different project in Florence, and when I was walking to the archives every day, I kept passing this facade of a church that had been dismantled in the 18th century. And I kept wondering what it was, and I asked people, and then I started looking to see if there were any archives for it. And it turns out it was the oldest convent in Florence, and they had wonderful records dating back to the 12th century. I think it's fair to say the 15th century was really a transformative moment in female monasticism altogether. When you start around 1400, convents are very small communities, maybe 10 women, grouped together. They have relatively few economic resources. And they're really trying to lead a life of prayer and separation from the world. But a century later, convents are much larger institutions, maybe numbering as many as 150 women in the larger convents. Perhaps as many as one in every eight women is a nun. They command really extraordinary economic resources in terms of land and shops and rents and things of that nature. And they're also very vital to the Florentine economy. So this transition between being small self-governing institutions in 1400 to being large civic institutions in 1500 was the transition that I wanted to trace out. These monastic institutions, which seem so separate from everyday life, are in fact necessary for everyday life. And for this vaunted Florentine capitalist economy to succeed, it really needs the labor of these women who are invisible and have been invisible to history for a long time. So I purposely titled one of my chapters, Invisible Hands, Renaissance Nuns at Work, which is a pun on Adam Smith's invisible hand of the market. But I meant by that these hands that are so central to the success of the Florentine economy have yet to be made visible to history. So the portrait I'm painting in my book is that they're really working women.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.